Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Stream of Unconsciousness. This file sort of flows. It goes in and around your mind, and you'll find yourself drifting in and out of trance while listening, because this is something you can listen to with full attention, or perhaps just let it drone on and on in the background as you found various ways to distract yourself while you let the words flow. Because it's like a flow state, except that you're completely open to the world and the words that wander across your mind. And when you find the time to let yourself fall in line with the rhymes and the reasons of this file, you might notice yourself focused and yet unfocused, like a stream of unconsciousness that flows through your mind, a wonderful river, a wonderful winding road that leads into nowhere and yet everywhere. There's a way in which the river can create a whole new world, one that allows you to find your mind in a whirlwind of new sensations, these wonderful elations that lead into small pieces of your thoughts becoming disconnected from the rest, loosely drifting on the surface of the stream that seems like a dream, where each and every state is just another place that arrives too late at its destination, too slow to think, in a flow where you can perhaps drift in and out of trance, a wonderful dance of the mind. Thoughts that ought to be somewhere else can drift and feel adrift on the surface of the water, the stream winding through the landscape of your unconscious, eroding pieces of your thoughts, carving out a whole new world until all that is left is a wonderful singular sensation of flowing, going deeper and deeper with the words that allow you to keep all these thoughts somewhere else, leaving behind the things that ought to be thought. And yet, maybe each and every drop together becomes a stream, the water of a dream drifting and floating, flowing through the mind, a landscape that keep all these things of worth wandering and wondering about the different meanings and values of things. But are they, like the rest, something new that sings a new song, that drifts all along into a place where you can enjoy a new face of the world, a wandering wonder that allows your mind to go under, drifting deeper into the stream of your unconscious, where things seem to be something new? And as we look through you, there's even another way, a deep cave of creation and creativity, where your mind comes up with new ideas and your thoughts seem to be all ears to the different things that float in and out of awareness. Simple things that together create a new hole or fill an old gap in your knowledge. Maybe they find new structures or logic, dreams flowing with creativity that goes beyond any simple rules. They rule your thoughts with confusion and creation, the wonderful logic and reason giving way to dreams and seasons of change. But only until those moments of creation are put into reality once again, following the laws of physics and slowly dropping into place, landing in a state where your thoughts are the face of a mountain that slowly creates a whole wonderful crevice, cracks that together form a whole new pattern like a world on its side. And from there, between the mountains that hide the source of the stream, is a small waterfall that falls so deep where it seems to end up in the wonderful nothingness of a dream that creates new creations. Your fantasy becomes a reality as realizations mix with impossibilities. The wonderful improvisation of your mind into new impossible thoughts allow you to blankly accept your own ideas and build on them a whole new world of blocks that don't exist, but will exist once you think them. And as the stream of unconsciousness carves through the mountains, leaving nothing but a wonderful sediment of sentiments, these feelings that your mind is capable of anything and everything, this flowing, growing, powerful feeling of creation that flourishes and blooms, that grows and looms across the sky. There's an eye, a sun, a moon, and the cloud. And each are new perspectives of the world that is covered by a shroud of night and day. The blue and gray, bright and dark, each a new moment for you to enjoy. Now, while you wander across the mindscape of your lands and the landscape of your mind, you'll encounter new ideas that you've had all along, old thoughts and dreams that are new as you review them. And those things, those moments, those states are beautiful, and they will continue to inspire and light the fire of your creations. Now, while we elevate you all the way back down to a wonderful state of curious confusion, drifting in and out of trance and momentarily experiencing a fusion of logic, reason, dreams, and seasons of change, your mind is open to the flow state of the stream of unconsciousness, And in this state, it doesn't really matter if you're awake or not. If you're in or out of trance is no more than another step in the dance. Whether you wield a pencil or a pen, a brush or an instrument, sight, sound, smell, and taste, they are merely perspectives for you. To replace the dreams inside your mind with realities that you've created. And everything will be stored and mixed again, blending together in a beautiful tapestry woven from the threads of your dreams, creating scenes of impossible beauty and unlikely realism. It's all in your mind. And I wonder, after the fire lit deep inside, what you'll find. What will bubble up? What will trickle down? Will your mind enjoy the various thoughts and dreams? Now, you may be deep in a trance, or you may be wide awake. You could be both. It's just a state, after all. And while I, of course, could go on and on forevermore, with wonderful ravens and drifting stories, at some point, the file must end, and there will be a snap together with a word that will allow you to return from the things that you've heard into the reality or a dream. Confused as it may seem, what is real can be something else. Wake and have fun.